Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those little details that can completely sell a jungle or old-school DNB tune, a tape-hiss atmosphere that feels like it belongs to the record, not like it was pasted on top of it. Then we'll make that hiss groove with the track using Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool, so it breathes with the breaks instead of sitting there perfectly stiff and lifeless. This is a really useful workflow for intros, breakdowns, switch-ups, and outros. It gives you that battered, underground, cassette-era energy without muddying the sub or smearing the snare. And the best part is, once you set it up properly, you can save the chain and reuse it in future projects. First, make a dedicated audio track for the atmosphere. Give it a clear name like Tape Hiss Atmos. Keeping it separate from your drum bus is important, because you want full control over the noise layer without messing with the core break edit. That separation also makes it easier to automate, mute, print, or swap later. For your sound source, you can use erosion in noise mode, a short noise sample you recorded yourself, or even a resampled bit of your own project. If you use a sample, trim it into something simple and loopable. You want a bed of texture, not a noisy loop that keeps demanding attention. Now shape the sound with a basic stock chain. Start with auto filter, then erosion, then EQ8, then saturator, and finish with utility. That order gives you control, grime, tone shaping, and final level or width management. On auto filter, high pass the hiss somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. The exact point depends on the source, but the main idea is simple. Keep the low end out of the way. Tape hiss should live up top, not crowd the sub or the kick weight. Use a gentle slope so it feels natural. Next, use erosion in noise mode. Start around 5 to 9 kHz, with just a small amount, maybe 2 to 8 dB. The goal is texture, not spraying white noise across the mix. In jungle and rollers, subtlety matters here. If it's too obvious, it stops sounding like atmosphere and starts sounding like an effect. Then use EQ8 to tame any harsh spikes. Hiss can get pokey around 6 to 10 kHz, and if the source feels too digital, gently roll off some air above 12 to 14 kHz. You're trying to make it sit like aged tape or dusty room noise, not pristine modern stack. After that, add saturator with a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip can help too. This gives the hiss a slightly compressed, worn edge, which is perfect for old-school flavor. It's subtle, but that little bit of grit goes a long way. Finish with utility. Keep the width around 100% to start, maybe a touch less if the source feels too wide. We'll come back to stereo movement later, but first we want a stable, usable atmosphere. Now here's the key move. Make the hiss groove with the drums. This is where it starts to feel like part of the arrangement instead of a background loop. If you already have a chopped break in the project, use that as your timing reference. Open the groove pool. Pull a groove from the break clip, or choose a swing feel that matches the pocket of the track, and apply it to the hiss clip. You do not need the hiss to copy every drum hit. That would be too rigid. What you want is shared pocket. If the break has a loose old-school feel, let the hiss lean into that same vibe. A little timing shift can make the noise feel like it belongs to the same room as the drums. As a starting point, keep timing around 10 to 35% if you want subtle movement. Use random sparingly, maybe 5 to 15% at most. And if the groove starts feeling too obvious, reduce velocity influence or turn it off for the hiss entirely. The atmosphere should move with the tune, but it should never hijack the rhythm. A nice intermediate trick is to compare different grooves in different song sections. You might use a looser swing in the intro, then tighten it up once the full drums are in. That contrast can make the atmosphere feel like it's reacting to the energy of the track. In Live 12, it's also worth testing what happens when you commit the groove to the clip versus leaving it live from the groove pool. Committing can make your arrangement playback more predictable, especially if you plan to export stems later. If you want even more organic motion, resample a short section of your own project. Solo the break group and your atmospheric source, record 4 to 8 bars, and then chop the best hissy parts into shorter clips. You can loop those, rearrange them, add tiny gaps, or reverse small pieces. This is especially strong in jungle, because the break itself creates natural room smear and transient wash. You're basically capturing the track's own dust. A really practical workflow is to keep two versions, one clean loop for full sections and one chopped version for fills, pre-drop tension, or breakdowns. That saves time later, because you're not rebuilding the atmosphere every time the arrangement changes. Once the groove is applied, nudge the feel manually if needed. If the hiss is fighting the snare, move the clip a few milliseconds late. If it feels too glued to the drums, offset a few sections so the hiss lands just after the kick or snare instead of right on top of it. Short fades at the clip edges help avoid clicks and make the noise feel like one continuous tape bed. You can also use clip envelopes for movement. Automate clip gain for gentle swells, automate filter cutoff for a tape opening kind of effect, or create tiny dips before snare hits so the transients punch through. A simple arrangement move goes a long way here. For example, keep the hiss around minus 18 to minus 24 dB in a 16-bar intro, raise it closer to minus 12 or minus 15 dB in the last two bars, before the drop, then pull it down hard when the drop lands. That contrast makes the drums and sub feel much bigger. If the hiss starts crowding the top end, sidechain it lightly. A compressor with sidechain from your drum bus or even just the snare can work beautifully. Keep it subtle, a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a quick attack, a moderate release, and just a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. The idea is to make the atmosphere duck around the drums, not pump like a huge synth pad. In old-school inspired jungle, that breathing effect can feel really authentic. You can also try a gate if you want the hiss to open up in the gaps instead of simply ducking. That can be great for a more chopped, rhythmic feel. But again, keep it restrained. The atmosphere should support the groove, not turn into the main event. For space, keep it believable. A short reverb can work really well, but don't overdo it. Think decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, a little pre-delay, and filtered low and high ends so the reverb stays out of the way. Then use utility to manage stereo width. Start around 80 to 100%. Narrow it a bit in the drop, and whiten it in the intro or a breakdown if you want a more cinematic haze. A tiny amount of autopan can add life too, but only if it stays subtle. Slow rate, low amount, and just enough movement to make the hiss feel like it's sitting in a real space. If it starts drawing attention to itself, it's too much. Now think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Use the hiss like a DJ tool. In the intro, keep it filtered, narrow, and low. In the pre-drop, open the filter and let it rise a little. At the drop, pull it down or duck it hard so the kick, snare, and sub hit clean. Then in a switch up, bring it back into the gaps for a battered tape machine vibe. In the outro, let it hang on a bit so the track mixes out smoothly. That kind of section-based movement is what makes this feel authentic in jungle and old-school DNB. The atmosphere isn't just filling empty space. It's shaping tension, release, and phrasing. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the hiss too loud. Don't leave full-range noise unchecked. Don't quantize it so tightly that it loses feel. And don't sidechain it so hard that it starts sounding like a pad. Also, don't use width as a shortcut for depth. A better atmosphere comes from smart filtering, tasteful movement, and arrangement choices. If you want to take it further, try a ghost delay version. Put a very short echo or delay on the atmosphere, filter it hard, and keep the feedback low so it feels like a smeared trail rather than an obvious delay. Or build two layers. A narrow, filtered hiss for the center, and a wider, dirtier noise layer for transitions. You can switch between them depending on the section instead of forcing one clip to do everything. Another nice trick is a reverse tape entry. Bounce a short hiss section, reverse it, and fade it into the start of a phrase or before a fill. That's a classic move before a restop, a dubby delay, or a break reload. You can also cut a few tiny slices near the end of a phrase for a microstutter fill, as long as it stays quiet and textural. For your practice exercise, build one 16-bar jungle section with three versions of a hiss. Make one subtle bed, one dirtier break companion, and one transition effects version with more movement and a little reverse or stutter action. Then compare them in context. Which one supports the drums best? Which one feels most air authentic? Which one works best for the intro, breakdown, or outro? The big takeaway is this. In DNB, atmosphere should feel like part of the pocket. A tape hiss layer can glue breaks together, build tension before the drop, and make the tune feel like it lives in a real room with history on the walls. Use the groove pool, shape the tone, keep it tucked into the arrangement, and you'll get that dusty, underground jungle energy without cluttering the mix. All right, now it's your turn. Build the hiss, give it some swing, and let the track breathe.